Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon joins me to talk about what we can watch. We are sticking with that small screen this week. I'm Kat Cullen. I love the small screen. So, Susie, you're all about Yellowstone this week. We're already at season 5 of this show.
Yeah, hi, Kat. I also like the small screen. I love being at home and staying cozy. And as you say, out this week is season 5 of Yellowstone. It is a modern Western TV series that sees Kevin Costner as the head of a family ranch. So the 5 seasons follow the Dutton family, with John as the head of the largest ranch in Montana called the Yellowstone. From season 1 through to season 5, we follow family drama at the ranch, as well as bordering Broken Rock Indian Reservation, Yellowstone National Park, and developers who are constantly threatening the area. So John is dad to Beth, Casey, and Jamie, and each sibling has their own struggles with the ranch life and how they fit into that family business. And the new series will follow on from Beth and Rip's new marriage as Beth tries to deal with her past, quite traumatic. Also, John Dutton's future is up in the air. Will he succeed in becoming the governor, or will his ranch be under threat from billionaires?
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
I love Montana, but I'm doing this for our family.
We need to talk.
They will fight you. They will fight you dirty.
Is there any other way?
Ruin them, starting with her.
Signing this order is a declaration of war.
We're already at war.
When I say we give everything to this land, I do mean everything.
This is a huge series, and obviously at season 5, this one is going strong, or is it?
Well, season 5 actually sees the conclusion of this hit TV show. But honestly, if you're a fan of this kind of show, you don't have anything to worry, because the Yellowstone universe is actually huge and is also expanding with spin-off TV shows, literally so many of them. This modern Western genre has been a huge success, with big names wanting to be attached to the Yellowstone universe. There is a prequel, it's called 1883, and then there's another one with Helen Mirren called 1923, and a new show is starting with Matthew McConaughey, and that one's due to come out next year.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so it sounds like they are kind of nipping it in the bud when they know that they've got a good thing. We're not going to drag this on to 12 seasons, etc. Not naming any names, other TV shows. But it does sound like that they're going to kind of draw this one to a close, but spin-offs are a thing. They're okay with that, and everyone still wants to get involved. Now, we talk about some of the gossip behind the scenes a lot in Big Screen, Little Screen. And, well, there is a little goss in terms of what's going on for Kevin Costner.
Yeah, so he's like the kind of main draw to this TV show when it first came out. But his role in season 5 has really been speculated on because of his personal life. So he's actually currently going through a really messy divorce, and he has denied in court just even having a job with the Yellowstone franchise. He said, I don't have a job. So it's making fans wonder if his character of John Dutton will actually be killed off. So the trailer hints at a major role for Costner, but obviously we're only going to have to watch the show to reveal his ultimate fate in the series.
What? You can't give us any more inside goss, Susie? You got nothing else? Phone Hollywood now. All right, that one is Yellowstone. We're on season 5. You can watch that on Sky Show, and you can catch up with all of the previous seasons on Sky Show as well. That's where you need to go. Let's jump over to Netflix briefly and look at one that has certainly grabbed my attention recently, The Fall of the House of Usher.
Yeah, it also grabbed my attention. It did come out in October, but I did want to bring it up because it's been such a huge hit for Netflix. So I thought I'd give it a quick mention. It's loosely based on various works by Edgar Allan Poe. This Gothic American drama is a mini-series that follows the Usher family from 1953 to 2023, and it recounts the rise of head of the household Roderick, his sister Madeline, and the ultimate fall of the family and Roderick's 6 children.
All right, let's have a snippet from the trailer.
Your brother's dead.
This is tragic, but a few "my heart will go on" tweets will pat it out.
This was no accident. You have been targeted. And this woman knows everything.
It's time, Roderick. What did you do? I'm afraid you're ringside for my reckoning, old friend.
I don't even own anything funeral black.
Satin is silk for poor people, and no one should wear it to a funeral unless they died in it.
This one is, it's based on Edgar Allan Poe and all of his respective horrors. I was in an Edgar Allan Poe theatrical piece back at university. I played a character that was stuck in a coffin for most of the performance. But I will say that this show itself is kind of horror mixed with comedy in a really bizarre genre blending.
Well, I've only watched the first episode myself, so it definitely has that Edgar Allan Poe kind of gothic horror to it, and is certainly camp, I would say.
Who's in the cast?
So we've got Carla Gugino and Bruce Greenwood are their main faces, and it's also got a great supporting cast, and it's actually an eight-part miniseries, and it's, you know, spawned a lot of speculation about what actually really happens in the series after people have watched it. They're going, who did what? Why did they do that? It's the kind of show that makes you go, what did I just watch at the end? So there's lots of YouTube videos to watch after you've watched the season.
Which I think is very true to what you think when you've watched anything by Edgar Allan Poe, to be honest. That's The Fall of the House of Usher. Susie, thanks so much for taking us through that. That's on Netflix, and also Yellowstone season 5 now on Sky Show. If you would like a 7-day pass to Sky Show, you can jump over onto our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen, where you can also see lots of other shows that we can recommend. Susie, thanks so much. I'll catch you same time next week.
Thanks, Kat. See you then.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.